Bree and Gaundy
on CFM.
Hey, it's good to be back on board the Mariners again this season.
Yeah, they're signing people up at the moment for new memberships.
Yeah, for memberships. We're going to be doing the halftime stuff at the games and all that stuff again, so it's good to be a part of the team. The team actually came to us. The Mariners guys came to us and said, hey, there's a guy here, Dan, who works in memberships. He's been taking the membership calls at the moment.
We know Dan.
We know Dan.
And we refer to Dan, oh, that really nice guy from the Mariners.
Super nice guy. It was his birthday yesterday too, so shout out to Dan on his birthday. Anyway, we called up and we made a bunch of random requests on memberships to see if we could get it over the line.
We wanted to see if we could make him crack.
We started small and we had to spread this out over a couple of hours. So you went first at about 9:30 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and we had to break up the calls because then I went and then we called him again and we just kept calling him back.
It got more and more elaborate.
Now, there's a video for this which you can see at the
Facebook. It's about to go live on the CFM Facebook page.
But this is your first call to Dan to see what requests you could make for memberships.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Is that Dan?
Yes, it is.
Been told you're the guy to talk to about memberships.
Yes, and he is. How can I help?
I was chatting with my friend Karen, and she told me that there's an early bird special that's going at the moment.
Yeah, unfortunately, it finished last week, I'm afraid.
Oh, you're joking.
Who was your friend Karen?
Karen McNamara.
Oh, McNamara? No worries. So, for McNamara, no problem at all, Lauren.
Can you guys offer any merchandise for free? Like, do you think that I could get a free jersey thrown in there with my membership if I sign up today?
No, I'm afraid I can't give away free jerseys with your membership because if people start hearing about that along the gate line as well, I can't just give one and not the other. You see what I mean? So, unfortunately, but we are going to...
Oh, but it's between you and I, Dan. I promise I won't tell anyone.
I can't do that, I'm afraid.
Karen did tell me she heard from someone else that there was going to be like a special kind of members day with the players and Nick Montgomery was having like a special meet and greet where he was giving out kisses. Is that true?
I haven't heard that through the grapevine about Nick Montgomery giving out free kisses at a members event at all, I'm afraid. I'm not too sure. We have got a family day coming up on the 1st of October. That will probably be held at the COE here at Tugra.
That does sound like a day I'd definitely attend. Dan, do you have Nick's number that you could text him and just ask to double check?
Yeah, I can definitely find out from Nick. He's at training today, so I can go down and ask him about that, and I can give you a call back later on today if that's okay.
Oh, Dan, that would be amazing because that was something that really drew me in. I really liked the fact that the players were getting up close and personal with the members.
I don't think J.C. Montgomery will approve of that very much, so I'll have to definitely find out from Nick what's actually happening there for you, Laura, so that's no problem at all. So Fabio Ferreira might be up for it, but I don't think anyone else...
Oh, Fabio would be fantastic. I'll take either or, Dan.
I'll definitely see what I can do there for you, Laura, all right, so that's no problem at all.
How nice is Dan? He's going to go ask the captain of the Mariners if...
I'll go down to training, ask the guy.
The thing is, when he hangs up the phone, how does he react to the people of the Mariners?
Oh, but guess what? We had a secret camera set up. We've got that too.
Here's what he said.
Pleasure. Have a lovely morning. Cheers. Bye. Holy f***. She was a member 6 years ago. She wants to get seats right next to Karen McNamara. And then she was saying she wants to... So that was the first thing. So with my membership this year, me coming back after being 6 years away, can you throw me in a free shirt? I can't do that. Can't give you a free shirt. But the best one was, so there's an event coming up where Nick Montgomery is giving out free kisses to all members. I'm like, I don't think so. I don't think Josie Montgomery is going to approve of that at all. Maybe Fabio might be up for it, but I don't think anyone else would be either. So
can you text Nick and find out for us?
She has been absolutely serious about it.
I was being serious, Dan. I want those kisses.
So we can't crack him yet.
He's
can't
not
crack him yet. I thought I'd follow it up an hour later with a call to make some more requests.
Hello, Dennis speaking.
Hey, mate, just after someone about memberships?
Yeah, no worries. How can I help, sir?
If I sign up today,
yep.
Do you reckon I could get like a few extra membership packs like for my family?
Well, I can only do that with the family package, I'm afraid.
I'm just trying to convince the family to become members, you know. It's a bit hard, so I just wondered if I could sling them a few extra packs. It might entice them to get on board, you know. I'm trying to...
Yeah, no, I totally understand that. So what we can do is probably be able to, with your package, we can give you a couple of free tickets to bring them along or something like that, just to test it out to see if they're interested in joining the Mariners that way, mate, if that's okay.
A couple of extra junior jerseys or something?
Oh, we can't do the jerseys, I'm afraid. It's just too much to give the jerseys, I'm afraid.
What about if I just bring my hat and Garcia signs the hat?
Yeah, I'm afraid Garcia's not with us anymore, so he won't be rejoining us this year through the whole season, I'm afraid, mate.
Is there any way you could make that happen? I'm a massive Garcia fan.
I can try my best, but obviously him being abroad right now, it's going to be very hard to get in contact with him. Sorry.
My mate's got one. It's really cool.
No, that's cool. But I can definitely see what I can do there. So apologies on that at the moment. So I can look into it, but it's going to take quite a while to get that done, I'm afraid.
Okay. All right, we'll leave it with me. I was sort of hoping on getting a jersey and a signed Garcia hat, but yeah, all right.
All right, no worries about that, mate.
Part of the deal. All right, I'll get back in touch with you then.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Thanks very much, mate. Cheers.
Bye, mate. Bye.
Bye.
He would be blowing up. Blowing up.
So that was my call to Dan, and we're keeping the request pretty, you know, standard.
Not that crazy.
Not too crazy. But Garcia doesn't play for the Mariners anymore. How does Dan react when he gets off the phone? Have a listen.
Thanks very much, mate. Cheers. Mate, this guy was dodgy as seriously. Because he wanted a jersey, because he's a new member. And I said, I can't do that, mate. Well, aren't you trying to get new members? Well, membership price is pretty awesome, mate. It's just weird, mate. Can you get Garcia to sign a hat for me if I buy a hat? Oh, yeah, I'll just ring up Spade. I'll just ring him down. He's my best friend. No worries at all. Hey, Garcia, can you just come to Australia sign a hat for me?
He's going to town on us behind the scenes.
Listen to his impression of you. Oh, yeah, mate. I'll just call up my best mate, Garcia.
So, up next, though, we have to reveal it to Dan because...
You want
to
hear the reveal.
Yeah.
We call him as couple, Steve.
Yes.
And what was my name?
You can't remember
Susie?
Your own name.
Susie.
Yeah, Susie, I think it was. But
the couple from hell.
We up the ante on the requests. Like, we want kids into the, you know, those sauce bottles on the ground.
We want to fire the cannon at halftime.
Yeah, that call is next here at C.
Brian Gaundy. On CFM.